After more than a month of airstrikes and shelling, there was virtual silence in Beirut at exactly 8 o'clock Monday morning local time, the moment a UN-brokered ceasefire took effect. In northern Israel, soldiers stood watch by their tanks as the clock struck 8. Some Israeli soldiers withdrawing from southern Lebanon immediately after the ceasefire carried Lebanese and Hezbollah flags as well as the Israeli flag. However, Israel says that most of its troops will hold positions seized in recent days. Across Lebanon, waves of people displaced by weeks of fighting finally headed home. South of Sidon, a line of cars heading south caused a traffic jam more than a kilometer long. In Beirut, some families who had taken shelter in a public park packed up their belongings to venture back to their homes. In many cases, they found only rubble where houses once stood. This woman asked, "Where will we go?" She says she and her neighbors all have families with at least 7 children. However, others celebrated the ceasefire as a victory for Lebanon and for Hezbollah. There was also relief for those who survived weeks of Hezbollah rocket attacks in northern Israel. Many people in this makeshift tent city in Tel Aviv took time Monday to call family members. At least one young Israeli, however, has no plans to return home immediately.
I don't trust Hezbollah to keep the ceasefire.
The United States and other countries are closely watching to see if the ceasefire holds. White House spokesman Tony Snow called the ceasefire a victory for diplomacy.
At this point, we are hoping that the people of Lebanon will be the ultimate victors because they'll be able to have a government in which the democratic will of the people is expressed through the policies of their government.
In Lebanon, international aid groups redoubled their efforts. Crates of various supplies were unloaded from this Jordanian plane at Beirut International Airport. Robert Rafel, VOA News.